With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In a virtual news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if he's confident the Israeli war cabinet will approve his hostage release deal.
We know that they still have to sign off on this, and so does Hamas. I mean, that's what a negotiation is all about. I don't want to handicap this thing. So I think all I can tell you is that we're working very, very hard to see if we can't get it over the finish line.
President Biden has voiced his confidence that a prisoner release agreement is imminent. Also at SRNNews.com, in Colorado, both sides are appealing a judge's ruling. Donald Trump can stay on the ballot after inciting the January 6th attacks. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The judge in the case ruled that Trump engaged in insurrection but can stay on the ballot in Colorado. That prompted not one, but two appeals. The liberal group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics argued that the judge was wrong in ruling that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is not clear that the insurrection provision was intended to apply to presidents. Meanwhile, Trump lawyers appealed the judge's finding that he did engage in insurrection. The case now goes to the state Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump set to attend South Carolina's biggest athletic event of the year. Trump will be at the November 25th matchup between the University of South Carolina and Clemson University. Over 1 million gallons of oil may have been discharged into the Gulf of Mexico from a pipeline system off Louisiana's southeast coast. Federal officials say the pipeline has been shut down. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 71 points and the NASDAQ 88 points in the red. This is SRN News. America's churches are opening their doors for Thanksgiving.
It's an annual tradition, houses of worship providing free meals to those in need at holiday time. At Myrtle Grove Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Wilmington, North Carolina, the feast begins at 5:30 on Thanksgiving Day. They start serving at 1 p.m. at the Altar Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And in Clinton, Oklahoma, Cornerstone Church will offer Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings beginning at 11 a.m. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials at New York University say they plan to open a new center designed to study and combat anti-Semitism next year. The announcement comes even as NYU is hit with a lawsuit by Jewish students who say the school allows a hostile, discriminatory environment to exist that violated their civil rights. The complaint stems from a rash of anti-Semitic demonstrations that took place at NYU. This is SRN News. Top Republicans on the House Select China Committee are pushing to secure billions more dollars for security initiatives and U.S. posture across the Indo-Pacific to counter the Chinese Communist Party's growing ambitions.
Representative Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, the chair of the panel, led his GOP colleagues in a Sunday letter to House and Senate leadership asking for a $12 billion boost to the funding levels laid out in the supplemental request for the Indo-Pacific made by President Joe Biden's administration. The Republicans argue the funds would better counter the Chinese Communist Party in the region, citing Beijing's aggression towards the Philippines and other nations in the South China Sea, war drills over Taiwan, and a massive military buildup. Edwin Mora, Washington.
And New Jersey, prohibiting the sale of new gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. It's part of an effort to improve air quality. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.